turning the portion of an object lying on the inside of the region, or outside. Okay, so here, for this region, we call it a peak region. Okay, so for example, so let's say it's a peak region that can be either a window on the screen or the view volume. Okay, so for example, this is a view volume, so it's a frustum, right? So give a cylinder. Okay, so this region, this portion is outside, this portion is outside. So we only consider this part of the inside. So the problem is that you have to determine which portion is outside. Okay, which portion is outside? Also design an efficient algorithm. Okay, efficient design an efficient, even though it's a complex and consuming algorithm. Okay, so it's also not a good algorithm. Okay, for example, like this is a TV screen, so we only consider this part. Okay, so this part is outside. So you have to detect with this part. Okay, determine this part is outside. Okay, so if we during the rendering process, if we can detect this part is outside, this portion outside, this portion outside. So that is during the rendering process that we build up the process. It can reduce, save the computational resource. Okay, we can save the computational resource before the rendering, if we can perform the determination. So here, I mainly introduce two kinds of algorithms. So the first part, the first one is a kind of non-clicking algorithm. The purpose is in a 2D non-clicking algorithm, you can think about how to extend to 3D. Okay, so this is in a 2D plan, so this is a peak region. Okay, and in a 2D plan, 2D space, there are multiple lines. Okay, so some lines, so for this line 3 is completely within the clip region, and line 5 and line 1 is completely outside. Okay, and so here for line 2 is only this segment and within the clip region, so we have to determine this portion downside and click inside. We click this segment and only click this segment within the clip region. So this is the purpose. Okay, so this is the purpose. And so this algorithm is quite efficient. Okay, this algorithm is quite efficient. So for this algorithm for a line we know it has two endpoints, right? So each line has two endpoints. So based on the clip region, okay, based on the clip region. So this clip region is a rectangle. It's a rectangle based on the four borders. Okay, based on the four borders, we can partition this 2D space into 9 subregions, right? Based on the borders of this clip region, we can partition the 2D space into 9 subregions. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 subregions. So the next part is that we can assign a 4-bit code. So here we call it a 4-bit code. In a 4-bit code world, for each region, we can assign a 4-bit code word. So how do we define this 4-bit code word? So there, for each, there are 4 bits. So here I use the left, right, bottom, top. Okay, left, right, bottom, top. So how do we define the 4-bit code? So we can use this the following these rules. Okay, these rules to define the 4-bit code. So the first bit. So for the first bit, I use L indicating the left. Okay, so if we use a relative position, okay, the position relative to the click region, okay, to define a 4-bit code. Okay, so if X is smaller than X mean, okay, so here this is the X mean, so that is the left border. Okay, left border. So if X is smaller than X mean, so we will set the first bit to 1. Okay, we will set the first bit to otherwise to 0. Okay? And the second bit is the right, R. I use the R indicating the right. So that is, if the given a point, okay? So if x is larger than x max, so that is the right border of the cube region. It's the right border of the cube region. If x is larger than x max, so we will set the second cube to 1. In other words, the second cube will be set to 0. So similarly for the bottom and the top borders, right? So the third bit is the bottom. So that is if y, so the vertical, the top and the bottom is relative to the y dimension. So if y is smaller than y mean, so that is in this region, so the third bit will be set to 1. And the last bit, if y is larger than y max, okay, it's if the, for the region on top of the y max, so the first bit will be set to 1. Okay. So based on these four rules, we can assign them. We can assign each subregions with a 4-bit code block. Okay, with a 4-bit code block. Okay, so if the endpoint, okay, if the endpoint is located in this region, the corresponding region will assign this 4-bit code to the corresponding endpoint. Okay, the corresponding endpoint. Okay, so this is the first we parse the based on the location relative to the clip region, so we can assign a 4-bit code to each subregion. Okay. For the clip region, so the 4-bit code is 0, 0. Okay. All of the 4-bits are 0. Then the next part, we also define a Q-criterion. Okay. We also define a Q-criterion. So the Q-criterion is a triple accept or a triple reject. Triple accept or triple reject. So for the meaning of a triple accept is, for example, this line, right? So the line 3. So it's the two endpoints. Both of the two endpoints are within the clip region. So that means this line segment must be within the clip region, right? So that means you just accept this line. Okay. So this is called a triple accept. How do you know this line is completely within the clip region? How do you know this line segment is completely within the clip region? We can use the 4-bit code word assigned to the endpoints. Okay. If the two endpoints are located within the clip region, so that means this line segment must be within the clip region, right? So for the clip region, the 4-bit code, word should be 0, 0, 0, right? So that means if we apply the logical, OR operation in bitwise, if the result is 0, if the output is 0, so that means the Q 4-bit code word must be 0, right? So what is the logical OR? What is the logical OR? You still remember the logical OR operator? The logic gate, the AND gate, OR gate, the NOT gate. If you have learned the digital circuit, right? The logical OR operator. The logical OR is if both inputs are 0, the output will be 0, right? It's a 0 or 0 equal to 0, right? Otherwise, the output will be 1. Right. 1 or 0, 0 or 1, or 1 or 1. For these three cases, the output will be 1. Okay. So only for the cases, both inputs are 0, the output will be 0, right? So here, that means if you apply the logical OR operator to the 4-bit code words of the two endpoints, assigned to the two endpoints, if the output is 0, so that means the 4-bit code words of the both endpoints are 0. If both endpoints are within the clip region, that means this line is completely within the clip region. Right? So we can truly accept this line. Okay, just accept there is no clipping. Okay, there is no clipping. Also, we can define the second one is we can also define a triple reject. true reject. So what is true reject? True reject is, for example, if you consider line one. So the line one is completed on one side, right? The left side of this configuration, right? So line, based on this figure, we know the line one is completed on the left side, right? Is completed on the left side of this configuration. So we just delete this line. Okay, we just delete this line. Also, there's no clean operation. So how do you know these lines on one side? How do you know these lines on one side? They compare on a typical side of the configuration. The left side or the right side? On the top or the bottom? Based on the 4-bit code, 4-bit code assigned to that part. So here we can use a logical AND operation. So logical AND operation, if you apply the logical AND operation, if the result is not zero, so what is the logical OR operator? The logical AND operator. The logical AND, the AND gate. If both inputs are one, are true, right? The output will be true. Otherwise, the output will be zero. That is a zero and zero, one and zero, zero and one. Right, for these three cases, the output will be zero, right? So this is a logical AND. Only for the case if both inputs are one, are true, the output will be true, right? Otherwise, the output will be false, right? So if you apply the logical AND operation in bitwise, okay, in bitwise, that is just apply the logical AND bit by bit, okay, the corresponding bit. If the output is not zero, so that means for a typical bit, for the 4-bit code, the two 4-bit codes, a typical bit, okay, must be zero, right? Must be zero. So for example, if you consider this line, if you consider this line one, okay, apply the, so for this endpoint, the 4-bit code is 1001, and this one is 1010, right? So if you apply the logical AND operation, so the first bit, 1 and 1, is 1, right? So the second bit, 0 and 0, is 0. 0 and 1, is 0. 1 and 0, is 0, right? So the output is not 0, because the first bit is 1, right? So we know it's completely, completely on one side. So also based on the first bit, we know it's on the left side. Is on the left side. Okay. So that means you just delete this line without clear confirmation. But for other lines, for example, line 2, and only this segment, this portion is within a clear confirmation. Okay. We have to clear, and this region is only this portion. Yeah, so how about the line 1? Yeah, based on this figure, we know it's complete on our side. But if you apply the true accept true reject, this line can't be truly reject or truly accepted. You can try. So if you apply the logical, OR operation, the result is not zero, right? Zero or zero, zero or one, one or zero, zero or zero, right? So you can't truly, accept, right? If you apply the logical AND, the result is zero. Also, you can truly reject. Also, because this line is completed outside. But if the line, can't be truly accepted or truly rejected, we have to perform a clicking. Okay, we have to perform a clicking. So how to click? So the general idea is to fix one point and move it. Fix one point. And move the other endpoint. Okay. Fix one endpoint and move the other endpoint. Okay. So, for example, if we consider the line, this line, based on the 4-bit code word assigned to the endpoint. For this endpoint, we know it's within the clear provision, right? Just fix this endpoint. And based on, for this endpoint, it's outside. based on Fabi code, we know it's outside. The 0001 is outside, fine. So we fix this one and find and remove the top and the point. Okay, so how to move? Also based on the Fabi code, we know the line will intersect with which pattern. How to know the line based on the Fabi code of the Q and the point? We know this line will intersect with which pattern. We just check the corresponding bit. If it changes from 0 to 1, or change from 1 to 0, so that means the line segment must intersect with a typical border, right? Based on the definition of the for bit code 1, right? So for example, this for bit, the last bit, the first bit, for this enterprise, the code is 1. And for this enterprise, the last bit is 0. 1 is 0, 1 is 1. Based on the definition, the last bit is the last bit is defined relative to the top or bottom line. So we know this line must intersect with the top or bottom. If both of the first bit are 0, so this line will not intersect with the bottom. The change from 1 to 0, so that means this line must intersect with the top bottom. Okay. Then we can calculate the intersection point. So let's say this is the intersection point. Okay. Calculate the intersection point with the top bottom. Okay. So here, you obtain the intersection point. Based on the location, the coordinate, we can obtain the assigned code again. So what's the first code word for this intersection point? What's the first code for this intersection point? X is a larger or smaller than X. It's larger, so the first bit should be 0, right? So X also smaller than X max, right? So the second bit should be 0, right? And so for the bottom for the Y, so Y is larger than Y bit, right? So the third bit should be 0, right? So the fourth bit. So here, this point is located on the top bottom, right? So that is y equal to y max, right? So the first bit should be also there, right? Because based on the definition, if y is larger than y max, so the first bit will be 1. But here is y equal to y max, so that the first bit should be 0, right? So the first bit code of this intersection point will be 0, 0, 0, 0, right? Then after obtain this 4-bit code of this intersection point, then you apply these two criteria. Okay. Then you apply these two criteria to check whether this line segment can be truly accepted or truly rejected. Right. So if you apply these two criteria, so both endpoints are 0, 0, 0. Right, so it can be accepted, right? Then we start with the so this part can be accepted. Okay, then we start with the paper. Okay, if it can't be truly accepted, then truly rejected. So we have to move the point in. Okay. So is it clear? Yeah, so you can also try the line form. Yeah, line four can't be truly accepted or truly rejected, right? So we have to perform clipping. So clipping, yeah, you can fix it either the part. Okay, fix this one and move this one. Yeah, it's okay. Okay, fix this one, move this one is also okay. Okay, just fix one. If both endpoints are not within the click region, you can move east one, fix the other ones. Okay. If the points, if the other points is located within the click region, so we can't move it. Okay, we can't move it. Okay. So for example, we fix this one and move this one. Yeah, based on the code change from 0 to 1 or 1 to 0, we know this line must intersect with the left border, sorry, the bottom border and the right border. Okay. So also based on the location, based on the code, it will intersect intersect with the bottom border first. Okay. You calculate the intersection point. So what is the this is the intersection point. So what's the public curve for this intersection point? This one. The first bit is a 0. The second bit is a 0. The third bit is still 0 because the y equal to y mean, right? If y is smaller than y mean, it will be 1, right? The third bit is still 0. The first bit is 0, right? So this intersection point, the 4-bit code is 0, 0, 0, 0. So that means this endpoint loop is located within the click region, right? Okay, after obtaining this location point, this intersection point, then you can apply the criteria to this line segment. Okay. Apply the Q criteria of this segment. Okay. So if you apply this Q criteria, it's still kind of peculiar except the peculiar rejection. Okay. That means that some portion of this line segment is still outside. Right? We have to move again. But which one to move? Which is the point for this line segment? This intersection point, the code is 0, 0, 0, 0. That means it's located with the click region, so we can't move it. Then we have to move this one, right? We tend to move it. This endpoint, right? Then if you move to here, if we do the intersection point, so it will intersect with the right order, and we can calculate the intersection point. We calculate the 4-bit code. So what's the 4-bit code for this one? The first bit is 0. The second bit is x equal to x max. It's still 0. The third bit, 0. The fourth bit, 0. Right? So this endpoint is still 0, 0, 0, 0. Then apply the 2 criteria. So we can know this line segment. We can accept, then we stop. Okay? So this is the whole algorithm. Okay, so this is the whole algorithm. So the question, how to extend it to 3D space? So let's say in space we have a cube. The cube region is a cube. Okay. And in the 3D space there are multiple lines. If the line may intersect with the cube, may complete outside, may complete inside. How to extend this algorithm to 3D space? Yeah, so this is the algorithm. How to extend to 3D space? There are some key steps, right? Also, you have to define a code. How many bits for the code? And how to define the true accept and true reject? The two criteria. Okay, so you can think about it. Okay? So extend this algorithm to 3D to 3D space. Into 3D space. How many bits? How many pieces are required to define a four bit code word? That means how many borders are there? We define that in the line segment. This algorithm we use that for this type of region, there are four borders, four boundaries, right? So we need four bits, right? But for the cube, how many borders? That's six faces, right? So that is the six border. The border is a plane, not a line. Okay, so you can see column. Okay. So this is a line clicking algorithm. The line clicking algorithm. Yeah, so the next one is the particle clicking algorithm. So the idea is similar. Okay, the idea is similar. So it's so the purpose is the input is a 2D particle, the output is a list of the click of vertices. Okay. So let's say this is a red rectangle. So this is a red rectangle that people reach. And so here in the 2D space we have some polygon. We have some polygon. We want to, for example, for case 3, so this is a some portion overlap with the clip region, right? And for case 1 it's a completed, based on this figure we know it's a complete within a clip region. And the case 2 is a complete outside, right? And for this case 3 and case 4 and case 3, some portion overlap. Okay. The purpose is we want to detect. So for this polygon, this portion. Okay. So we have to click this part. And for K2, we just completely delete this part. It's all completely outside the K2 region, right? So here we can similar to the line clicking algorithm. Okay. Similar to the line clicking algorithm, we can define a bounding box. Okay. So here the dash line. The dashed line is for each particle we can define a bounding box. Okay, we can define a bounding box. If the bounding box is completely outside the clip region, we know the particle must be completely outside, right? If the bounding box is completely within the clip region, so we know the particle must be completely within the clip region, right? So for the bounding box, it has a regular shape. It has a regular shape in just a rectangle. You just compare the four borders. You just compare the four borders. Okay, so this one is the we can true accept. This one can true reject. For this one, the bounding box. For the bounding box of K3 and K4 overlap with the clip region. We can't reject or accept these two polygons. Then we have to perform the clip. Okay, we have to perform the clip. To click the polygon, yeah. So the algorithm is also quite simple. If you want to click a polygon, we have to click the polygon against each border. Okay, we have to click the polygon against each border. Okay. So for example, we want to click the polygon in this case, right? So we know for this. That is, we have to click this polygon against the left, the bottom, the right, and the top. Okay, the four borders. Okay. So here, for example, we click relative to the against the left border first. Okay, for the left border, it's a line, right? It's a line, so the line separates the 2D space. Okay, the line separates the 2D space. Two parts, right? So here for this part we mark it as outside. This part is the inside. Okay. Outside and inside. Then we will justify the vertex is inside or outside relative to a typical boundary. Okay. Relative to a typical boundary. So for example, this part is outside. Okay. This part is inside, defined by this left border, okay, left boundary. Then we will select a typical vertex as a starting point. Okay, we will select a typical point, an arbitrary, anyone, okay, any vertex as a starting point. Okay, we will check the inside and outside. Okay, so let's select this one. So this one is a This region. This region is inside, this region is outside. Okay, defined by the left bottom. Okay, so that's when we start from a this vertex and visit on all vertices. So this is the inside, right? Inside, then we will mark this vertex inside, then go to the next one, inside, and the next one, inside, and this is also inside, and the next one outside, right? So one
for a polygon, right? For a polygon.
So one ender point is inside, one ender point is outside. So that means this edge must intersect with the boundary. Right? One is inside, one is outside. So it must intersect with the boundary. The boundary, so then we will calculate the intersection point.
And mark this intersection point
as the six-sided point. Okay? As a six-sided point. So this intersection point is the six-sided point. And the big traffic to this outside line.
Outside.
And then now we have visited all vertices of this point. Okay, for this one, it's also this is a cube part of a line. Right? One inside, outside, we know there's an intersection point. Right? So also calculate the intersection point and mask this intersection point as a synthetic. So after visiting all vertices of this polygon, so we just keep the vertices marked with the inside and the synthetic. Okay. We only retain the vertices marked with the inside and the synthetic. So that means this vertices, so this part will be clipped against the will be removed against the left bottom. So this is the clipping rather against the typical the left bottom. Then you have to clip against the bottom bottom and the right bottom and the upper boundary. Okay. Then after clipping against all boundaries of this region, so we will have to clip the object. So yeah, so it's also an efficient algorithm. Yeah, so here one question is how about if the clip region is not a rectangle? Or the clip region is not a polygon. The clip region is not a polygon. For example, the clip region is a circle. How do you handle it? If the polygon, the clip region is a polygon, right? So the polygon is composed of a line, right? A straight line, right? Then we for each edge, we know it can separate the two issues to be inside and outside, right? So but here, if the clip region is a circle, that is it's a curve, right? How do you handle this case? Yeah, so yeah, in previous lecture, you can use a polygon to approximate the circle, right? Yeah. For a circle, you just, for example, if the clip region is a circle, right? So you just stack some points over the circle, uniform, right? Then use a polygon to approximate. Yeah, if you select more points, the approximation error will be smaller, right? So this is if the clip region is not a polygon, so you can use a circle to it's not a polygon, but you can use a polygon to approximate the curve. Okay. Actually, in digital computer as I mentioned in the first lecture, there is no continuity. It's a discrete thing. Yeah. Like how to draw a circle, right? It's actually approximate. It's an approximate circle. So yeah, this is the whole algorithm, how to fix the particle. Yeah, so actually the idea is quite simple. Okay, so here when you design the algorithm, you have to consider the efficiency. You have to consider the efficiency. Yeah, for the clipping algorithm, the line or other, the particle clipping, yeah, you can use some computation method, the compute, the overlapping region, but the complexity will be high. But for this clipping, yes, the efficiency is very high. It's just a problem of the simple calculation and has a lot of operation. So it will be, the efficiency will be very high. Okay, yeah, so this is the case that, yeah, if some question you can think about. Okay. So think about how to extend the algorithm. So, yeah, so this is the lecture after.